Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, things were not looking great for the Brewers until the sixth inning of last night's game against the Rangers.
Adames aboard at first. This one in the air. Left and deep. Get up. Get out of here. Gone. Rhys Hoskins has just hit one with the bases loaded. Whoa. That didn't take long.
First pitch he saw with the bases loaded, Rhys Hoskins flips the game upside down. Brewers end up beating the Rangers. Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com was in the building last night. Adam, I don't know if you get a chance to hear the calls. I know the Brewers social team does a good job posting it, our social team here. The event was amazing. The call by Bob, I think, even trumps it.
Yeah,
it's still so great to hear.
The greatest. And, you know, 90 years old, to still have your fastball, I know I'm not going to be writing still at 90, but I hope I'm good at something, as good at something when I'm 90 years old as you kids at calling baseball games. That was awesome. I was not in the building because I flew home yesterday. You can't get back in time to cover a game from the West, from really anywhere on the West Coast, which stinks. But, so I was following along last night from home, and then the Brewers social and the WTMJ social people did share that, so I got to hear it last night, too. It was awesome.
Oh, it was so good. So, Rhys Hoskins, sixth-inning grand slam. This was a big deal for the game, big deal for the fans. Also, though, a big deal for Rhys because it's been kind of a tough go for him recently.
Yeah, you know, when you look at his overall numbers, like, if you just pull up his stats, they're okay. Like, it's not like he's not produced for this team. You know, unfortunately, when he hurt that hamstring, he was going really well. And the Brewers all felt, I mean, Christian Yelich says this, they felt like he was on the verge of, like, something really special. And then he tweaked the hamstring and was down for a couple of weeks. And now he's come back. And Yelich told me on that West Coast trip, you know, he said that's the hardest thing of an injury is you have to kind of start over from scratch. Because you build up this kind of like comfort at the plate as a hitter, and then that's all of a sudden taken away from you. And he's kind of watched Hoskins work. And even, you know, in the clubhouse in San Diego, if you'd be in there after a game, you'd see Hoskins sitting there with one of the iPads that they have in the dugout. And he's sitting there with it after the game looking at his at-bats. And, you know, the guy is working really hard to produce. Because it's a new team and you want to come in and impress, especially a guy with a track record like he has of getting some pretty clutch hits. So that was a big one. And I would say our friend Dom Contronio pointed out that whole sequence. It's just a sequence the Brewers did not do last year, where it's hitters coming back from 0-2 to get on base, just find a way on base and let the next guy do it. That was not something they regularly did last year. I think if you look at the offense as a whole this year, they're far more capable of rallies like that.
And I love what Rhys had to say, right? He doesn't even get that chance if Yelich and Adames don't see like 16 combined pitches
exactly,
and get their way on base, to your point. And I thought Rhys had some great comments after the game, sharing the love with his teammates. So here we are, Adam. I mean, we are knocking on the door of the exact halfway point of the season. Right, it always happens well before the All-Star break. And as everybody expected, the Brewers would be 9 games ahead of the Cubs at this point of the season.
Yeah, it's wild. And, you know, we, with Tim Diller and Sophia Minert, we recorded one of our award-winning podcasts this morning. We talked about this. I think it's funny, Pat Murphy, you hear more and more in his postgame, him saying, like, well, we're not very good, but. And I that line is kind of cracking me up. You know, what he means is, they were not meant to be or expected to be in this position. And they've embraced this kind of underdog role. And I think my theory is that Pat Murphy wants to extend this as long as possible, because at some point you become the favorites, right? Like, you get past the midpoint of the season and you've been in first place all year, I think teams start to look at you as like, this is who we're gunning for. And the Brewers are also defending division champions. I think they're trying to kind of extend this, like, this Joe, average Joe's mentality that they had early in the year where they're the underdogs for as long as possible, because they've had kind of good vibes doing it that way. They've overcome some pretty significant losses in the starting rotation, pieced together pitching. And because the offense is so much more proficient and capable than it was last year, they're winning. They're able to win some games. So, I didn't expect them to be in this position. If anyone did, congratulations. You saw something in the pitching staff that I don't think a lot of the quote-unquote experts saw.
Adam, phase one voting ends Thursday for the All-Star team here. Where do our guys stand?
Well, it looks really good that William Contreras and Christian Yelich will go to the All-Star game. Contreras for sure deserves it. He was an All-Star for the Braves, so it wouldn't be his first time. But, you know, to be a starting catcher in the All-Star game is pretty special. Jonathan Lucroy, I remember, did that in Minnesota in maybe 2014, something like that. And I think Ted Simmons was a starter in the All-Star game. It's not happened very much in Brewers history. And for Christian Yelich, a great comeback from, you know, what for him maybe would be seen as down years, but for plenty of other players would be seen as, you know, they'd be really happy with some of the down years Christian Yelich had. But he's back to being a really dangerous hitter, and you can just see the way opponents pitch to him and around him, and it's impacting the players around him in the Brewers lineup. The really interesting guy is Joey Ortiz, and he's third among third basemen. The voting goes until 11 a.m. on Thursday. I believe people can vote five times a day if they want, so they can get a couple of days of voting in yet. And Joey Ortiz, I think his numbers have snuck up on me, at least. I was looking today. There's a stat war that Greg is a huge fan of that – I'm laughing.
I always say war, what is it good for? But that's okay.
War, what is it good for? Well, it's not perfect, but it helps you give a measure of like a player's total value to his team. That's what everybody's chasing. Every team has their own metrics to assign values to their players and everyone else's players. So when they make a trade, they can, like, it's not just guesswork. They can assign some numbers to what a guy's value is. So there, some of the publicly available ones, when you look at Jory Ortiz, he has the 10th most valuable, according to one site, Fangraphs, season of any third baseman in Brewers history. And we're halfway through the season, so that number has a good chance to grow. And the reason is he's producing at the plate. His numbers are really solid. But the defense has really come on recently. And this is a guy who played shortstop his whole life. The Brewers have put him at third. I think early, if you remember back, the throws were a little errant in certain circumstances. He's cleaned that up, and he's gotten really good at reacting to plays at third, where you have almost no time to react. And the result is that as an all-around player, you're looking at like the 10th best season so far that a Brewers third baseman has had. So some of that snuck up on me a little bit. You know, he's not one of their core star players. That he's not. There's not many Joey Ortiz jerseys in the ballpark yet, but he's putting together a really solid season at a new position. And he's got a shot of sneaking up on Manny Machado's in the second position. And, you know, look, if Brewers fans want to take another shot at Manny Machado, which they love to do when he's here, you can do it by voting for Joey Ortiz. And maybe Ortiz can sneak past Manny and get into the next round and maybe, you know, not just make the All-Star game, but start the All-Star game.
Brewers begin the day with a 5-game lead over the Cardinals for first place in the division. Adam will be at the park tonight as the Brewers look to make it two in a row over the Rangers. Good stuff, Adam. Appreciate it. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks, Adam.
It's nice to be back. And we've got, 6 days and then out west again. The Brewers have a stretch here where they spend a lot of time in other time zones.
Keep collecting the frequent flyer miles, my friend. We'll talk again next week.
Right. See you guys.
You bet. It's 11:47 on WTMJ. Would you want to be awake during a kidney transplant?
No.
Stories after this.